Forget those flavored disposable electronic cigarettes. That's the word from Maryland Comptroller Peter Franchot, who announced he will move aggressively to prohibit their sale. Only tobacco or menthol will be allowed, and it will close a loophole left by the Trump administration. We caught up with the comptroller about his latest action against the e-cigarette industry.
This vaping issue is kind of going under the radar, so a lot of people think it's just a safe way to get off of combustible cigarettes. For some adults, I guess that's true, but it's become a huge marketing tool for tobacco companies and vaping companies to advertise directly to kids. How do they do that, or why do we know that? They've got these cheap, disposable, concealable vaping devices with fruit and candy flavors like berry gelato, pineapple lemonade, OMG, which I guess stands for, oh my God, it's so delicious, mango bomb. These things are proliferating as we speak, Don, all through the state. And I ordered 8,000 retail convenience stores and gas stations that have tobacco licenses to cease and halt the sale of all flavored disposable vaping products. These are marketed directly to kids. The surveys show that 30% of high school kids are experimenting with vaping. These devices have enormous amounts of nicotine in them, and they're almost instantly addictive once these kids experiment with them. I'm told by public health folks at the county level and folks that are involved with the schools that there's just an epidemic of vaping by high school students, and to my astonishment, middle school students are vaping in the bathroom because it's a cool thing to do. It's not detectable because it doesn't have any cigarette aroma.
Do you have any sense at all as to how the retailers are responding?
Well, we've done this some times before with alcohol powder that was being sold at some of the liquor establishments, some of the liquor places. Once they're informed that these materials are now officially designated as contraband and it's illegal to sell them, we find that the voluntary compliance is very high, and that's as it should be.
Now, how does this fit in with what the Trump administration has been doing in terms of flavored e-cigarettes?
Well, it's all because of the White House's political interference with the Food and Drug Administration. We were fully expecting the Food and Drug Administration to ban these disposable fruit-flavored and candy-flavored vaping products. They, in fact, said they were going to do it. And then all of a sudden, last week or 2 weeks ago, when they published their regulations and rules, they had specifically exempted disposable vaping devices that are exactly what kids are migrating to right now as far as their product of choice. So they dropped the ball at the federal level.
In terms of how dangerous this particular product is, I noticed that, for instance, I think it was something like 60 deaths, I think, have been confirmed in some 27 states. Some 2,700 people have apparently been diagnosed, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And as I remember early on when I certainly was a teenager and I smoked, I don't remember anybody getting harmed immediately within like a couple of years of smoking. Not to say that smoking was any better, but it seems to me that this thing strikes at one's health much faster than, say, the traditional cigarette.
Well, it's got a lot more nicotine than traditional cigarettes have in it. Some of them are just laced with nicotine. 2, 3, 4 times the amount of nicotine that are in cigarettes. You mentioned the deaths. That was attributable to the fact that this is not a regulated product like alcohol and even combustible cigarettes. Nobody's regulating what's in these products. But we do know that these particular items at these 8,000 stores in Maryland are being sold specifically to kids. That's why we're taking action. I would say to any family, make sure your kids are not vaping. I say this because the surveys show that 30% of high school kids are vaping. And think of the number of kids that are vaping that did not respond to the survey because they're embarrassed about it. So this is a kind of a tsunami that's happening in real time right now in the state of Maryland. And we've put a stop to it, put our foot down. I hope people understand that we're doing it for the right reason, to protect the young people.
Maryland Comptroller Peter Franchot on his announcement that he will prohibit the sale of the flavored disposable electronic cigarettes. Franchot has also announced that he intends to run for governor in 2022. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.